Go for the ambiance. Go for the free eggnog. And, oh yeah, go for a Christmas tree. At Flat Snoot's Christmas Tree in Ann Arbor, visiting owner Duke Wagatha is all part of the experience of finding the perfect evergreen.
Do you want me like?
No. It's this one. It's this one.
Yeah. Yes, it's this one. It's tall and not very big around, and it's got good branches. Yeah. What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is the one.
And it has a big old space up there for the star.
It sure does.
My name is Duke Wagatha. I own this place. I started this 34 years ago in Ann Arbor, and we've been having fun with it ever since.
How are you guys tonight?
Good.
Good, good. You find something good out there?
Yeah.
All right. Did you all vote on? Did you get a vote on your tree?
Oh, yeah. He pretty much picked it out.
All right. You get like a double vote, right?
Yes.
We all live, or most of the guys here live in Mesa, Michigan, and that's just south of Traverse City. It's 220 miles from my doorstep here to my doorstep at home. We call this tree camp. It's kind of like deer camp, except we're selling trees instead of shooting deer. We rotate the guys through the trailer, but somebody's always staying here 24/7.
Cool.
What'd you get there, Theron?
Erasers, stickers, and a pencil.
Very excited about that part.
That's a good pencil to write Santa Claus a letter.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. He hasn't done that yet.
There's two ways to do it. You know, you can write Santa and tell him what you want, or if you want to save him time, you can write and tell him what you don't want.
Yeah.
The trailer is part of the whole deal. It's a 1951 Vagabond, so 63 years old, and it's got that old style, almost looks like a Pullman train car, and so that's part of the draw. What's it like to live in this tin can? Well, you got to respect each other's space pretty well. I mean, we cook in here. We do everything in here. We do the trailer two-step to get by each other. You know, man, do you like eggnog?
Yeah.
All right.
He's talking about the eggnog.
Have eggnog? All right, good.
Yeah.
I love that stuff. There's actually lots of kids that come in here that have never tried it. That amazes me. Because that was such a big deal growing up for me.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah, me too.
The holidays came, that's what we did.
How could kids never try eggnog if it's so good?
I know. We sell right up till Christmas Eve afternoon. And then we all pack up, get home for Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, spend a couple days up north. And we usually come down the 27th or 28th, I kind of forget. And it takes us 2 to 3 days to tear down. But one wonderful thing is when we come back from Christmas, there's almost always money stuffed in the door. And we always spend that money very wisely. We hit the bar, have burgers and beer. So we put it to good use. Cheers to a peaceful and prosperous New Year.
Oh, I love it.
I hope you get lots of loot from Santa.
Yeah.
All right, man.
All right.
You've been a good boy, right? No fooling? No fooling?
Yeah.
I believe you. All right. Merry Christmas.
Cheers.
Stateside's Rebecca Kruth brought us that audio postcard.